Hi, and welcome to Dr. MC Organics Health Podcast, hosted by Dr. Mark Simmerant and Nicole Vernatico. Thank you guys so much for listening today. Don't forget, head over to our website at Dr. MC Organics with two C's, healthpodcast.com. That's Dr. Dr. MC Organics healthpodcast.com. And you can get all of our special discounts for all of you podcast listeners. Head over to our products page and see all of our featured products with special promo discounts for you guys. Thanks so much for listening, and we hope you enjoy this next podcast.
Hi, I'm Mark Simmerant. I'm a licensed chiropractor in the state of California. I've been practicing for over 30 years, and I also teach continuing education seminars throughout the United States. And I've been doing that for a long time, probably 27 years. And I also am the CEO of Organics Absolutely Pure Supplements, a new supplement company.
And I'm Nicole Vernatico. I am a nutrition and wellness coach. I have a master's degree in human nutrition, and I'm also the owner of Save Your Health, where we help people with nutritional and wellness issues. We want to just welcome you to our show and welcome all the new listeners, and also welcome back everybody to our community. If you're new to our podcast, we're here to talk about health and wellness from a chiropractor and nutritionist perspective. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Dr. MC Organics Health Podcast. My name is Nicole Vernatico, and I have Dr. Mark Simmerant here with me today. Dr. C, what's going on?
Not much. Just welcome to the fall here in California. It looks like nighttime during the daytime with all these fires going on, Nicole.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit of an eerie feeling. So today, Dr. C, do you want to share our topic for today's podcast?
Yeah, I've been asked a lot by my patients, like, what do I do for exercise and what should they do for exercise and working out? And, so today we're going to talk about different options for working out, you know, especially during COVID times. It's a little bit different than normal going to the gym and doing your normal routine. Now we have to be creative. And so today we're going to talk about what options there are for exercise and working out and what supplements should we take to enhance those workouts and how do the supplements affect working out.
Great. So before we jump in, a quick overview of today's podcast of why do we work out, why should we work out, and what supplements do I take. We're going to talk about the benefits of exercise. We're also going to go over different supplements and exercising and why and when we should take different supplements. Finally, we're going to talk about how to make it a habit. How do we, you know, work out consistently, and how do we supplement consistently? And then at the very end of our podcast, we're going to share some cool new updates with Organics Absolutely Pure Supplements and let you know what's going on in that and what cool new benefits that and updates we have to share.
Hot off the presses, Nicole.
It really is. It's really exciting. So we can't wait to get to that part of the podcast with you guys. So we talked a lot earlier. Dr. C kind of started us off with during COVID. Everybody is on a workout craze, which is so awesome, but we've really had to get very unique, like you said, and creative with working out since a lot of our regular workout services are being canceled or closed. So let's start with the benefits of exercise and working out and why we should do that and incorporate it into our lifestyle.
Yeah, you know, Nicole, it's not just a benefit. It used to be a benefit to work out. Now it's critical mass. It is absolutely critical to our well-being and our mental health. You know, we're seeing a lot of mental health issues going on with people. And I would be willing to bet that a lot of the people that are having the most mental health issues right now are the ones that are staying on their computers all day long and they're not moving enough. They're not getting up. They're not moving. They're not getting outside. They're afraid to even go outside to work out. I'm also seeing a lot of health problems from working out with a mask. I see a lot of people working out with the mask on. So they're not getting enough oxygen intake when they're working out, which is critical to working out. And they're not expelling the CO2 properly. It's staying right there in their face and their mask. So my suggestion, you know, right off the bat is get the mask off when you're working out, just because it's dangerous for your health. I would go that far and say it's dangerous to wear the mask while working out. You know, I know people are going to have differences of opinion, but there's a lot of research on that. And, you know, we're not going to get into the politics of the mask at all, but I'm telling you from a healthcare perspective that I would absolutely never even consider wearing it during a workout.
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned mood. How does exercise affect our mood?
Well, you know, exercise gets the blood flowing. It causes endorphins. It causes many chemical reactions like increased heart rate. You're blowing out your arteries and veins, which is good to do, especially from, you know, being stagnant for many months is not healthy. You got to move. Movement, motion is life. Lack of movement and motion is death. You see older people as they get older and they slow down and they stop exercising and they stop working out. You can see them dying. You can see it. They're not moving. You got to move. You know, you got, I have a father-in-law who's going to be 88 years old. And you know, 4 years ago, he was in terrible shape. He was almost 75 pounds heavier than he is now. And he wasn't moving. And the first thing we got him doing is walking. You know, just we got him the right shoes, the right walking and running shoes. We got him moving. And it was a big uphill battle, literally an uphill battle, because I live on a more of a top of a hill. So when he got to the first day, when he got to the bottom of the hill, we were going to go back home. He took one look at the hill and he said, "There's no way I can do that." And then, you know, I said, "Fine, you stay here. I'll go get the car and pick you up." And I ran home and I was getting ready to get the car and I was backing out and I saw in the rearview mirror that Alvin was coming up the street. And he had made it up the hill and he did it slowly and he did it. He did it. We can do it is the point. And the bottom line is Alvin lost 75 pounds in 10 months. And he changed his diet completely, and he's been exercising and working out literally daily or at least 6 days a week since, and he's maintained it for the last 4 years. So I really don't want to hear excuses from anybody, no matter what their weight or health is, that they cannot do it. Anyone can do it. You just have to set your mind correctly, and that's why working out is good for the body and the mind and the mood. And most importantly, Nicole, stress relief.
Yeah.
You know, when you're sitting home watching the news, you get stressed. You also have physiological chemical reactions when you see things and it stresses you out.
Absolutely.
You can feel your heart rate also pumping at a different level when you're watching and getting aggravated on different things. So, you know, working out really helps that in a positive direction rather than the negative direction.
You know, and I just want to add on to that as well as, have you ever, you know, done a workout and completed it and just felt awful? Like your mood's terrible? For me, that's never happened. And a lot of people that I talk to, it's once you get that final motivation, that extra step just to even go walk, how awesome and great do you really feel after you work out? I think it's one of the greatest feelings and accomplishments. And I think that it's you finding your own pace and rhythm. For Alvin, maybe it was taking, you know, a 5-10 minute break at the end of that hill and then getting that motivation to walk up. For other people, it may be running long distances, biking, swimming, paddleboarding, whatever it is, you have to find it to fit into your lifestyle. And we're going to go over that a little bit later into the podcast. I do want to talk about, though, another benefit of exercise. When you exercise and you're constantly moving at a aerobic rate, you're actually activating within your muscle a receptor that helps your body use insulin more efficiently. So you're actually getting the benefit of your body becoming more efficient at using insulin, so your blood sugar levels stay level. There are countless different health benefits of exercise. And this goes for different sports out there. This goes for different activities. So I think when it comes to the benefits, we all know how good we feel. It's just a matter of finding that motivation to get out there and to actually do the activity.
Yeah, you know, Nicole, working out is a scary thing for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
I don't want to downplay it.
No, not at all.
You know, but it is scary to start. It's that it's like getting a manual and saying, rebuild your engine on your car. It's a scary process before you start it.
And I think it's because it's like people have this idea of exercise and it's like, I have to be in the gym every day for 2 hours a day just to get the benefit of exercise, when that is completely not true.
Well, let's start with rule number one.
Okay.
I'm going to make up the rule number one.
Go ahead.
Rule number one is 20 minutes a day.
Absolutely.
So rule number one is, I don't care who you are, you need to move
at least 20 minutes.
20 minutes per day. You're going to move. I don't care what the movement is, but you're going to start with a movement. Whether the movement is walking a dog, getting on a casual beach cruiser bicycle.
Mm-hmm. Or stationary bike.
Or a stationary bicycle. Whether it's going in a pool and doing a few laps for 20 minutes. You got to move for 20 minutes. So find your comfort zone. Find the activity that is easiest for you to start.
Yes.
And just go with that. Now, I remember when I was 35 years old, Nicole, which seems like a long time ago. I don't want to date myself, but I decided to, when I went to the gym years ago, I was going to do my age in cardio.
Okay.
So back then it was 35 minutes of cardio, you know? And then I said, every year I'm going to make sure I do my age in cardio. Well, I'm getting to the point where it's a big, long workout right now. but the point is, you know, I did it again. You know, the other day I was on the stationary spin bike that I bought from Costco during this COVID shutdown. And, I'm doing my age. And it's a lot harder as you get older to do your age in cardio. But it's such a fun goal, and it's such a fun thing to know that here I am, you know, doing my age in cardio minutes. And when I was younger, I was doing half of the amount of cardio. And I'm really like stepping that up, because guess what? You want your cardio when you're older. You need your cardio. That's all about cardio when you're older. It's not about, you know, the bodybuilding body. I don't want that. I want the cardio now at this stage of the game for me. So it's important to set little goals and go up. Like I was going up a minute a year in cardio, which is not a lot, but as you get older, it seems like a lot.
Yeah. And I mean, the last thing I'm going to tack on to that is, remember too, consistency is key, because if you don't use it, you quickly lose it. You know, it may take us a month, a couple weeks, depending on each person. We're all different, to build up a regular, consistent routine. But we miss a day, 2 days, and it sure feels like a week when we fall out of that routine.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that we're consistently exercising, and that's why it's important to set a goal and find an exercise activity or workout activity that fits your lifestyle and your needs.
I'm going to go through just my own personal things that I do right now. And
okay.
I'd like you to do the same, Nicole.
Okay.
Because I just want our audience here to hear different ideas of how we do things.
Mm-hmm.
We're not the mavens on exercise. You're not going to see me doing exercise videos and workout videos. If you did, it would be more of a comedy routine than an actual scientific exercise physiology. But I would like to just share some of the things I do and how long I do them and how I do them, just to give the audience a quick overview on that type of stuff in case you're thinking of these ideas.
Sure.
So the first one is walking. So you want to walk 20 minutes a day. If you have dogs, take them. And if you can go longer, do longer. Like, let's say you have the time and the weather is permitting, go as long as you can go. I mean, go an hour of a walk, go 2 hours, go for a hike, you know, change the elevation of your walks. But all of that is involving walking, hiking, sweating. You want to sweat a little bit, you know, don't be afraid of sweating. It's sweat changes the chemistry in the body. It burns things out. It burns calories and it blows out the arteries and blood vessels. The next thing you can do is run. If you're in good enough shape to run, running does a little bit more than walking. As far as burning of the calories, it also changes the endorphins a little bit more when you're doing that activity. But make sure your knees are okay. You've got the right shoes. I don't know if I should be endorsing different brands, but I use ASICS running shoes and I love them. But you got to protect your knees and you have to be in good chiropractic alignment to do both of those activities, really, for your hips and your joints. So make sure you're in good alignment when you are doing walking or running. Next is I play ice hockey 1 to 2 times a week. Now, that's not an activity you want to begin starting with when you haven't worked out, but I've been doing this since I was 4 years old, so I figure I got to continue to do it. But, you know, it's a big difference for me playing 1 day versus 2 days a week. I mean, I notice my game and my stamina and my energy and my skills go way up if I just add it one more day to my schedule. So I try to play 2 days a week, you know, for that reason. The next thing is I do the stationary bicycle, which is a spin bike that I bought. Like I said, I bought it at Costco. It's it has hand weights attached to the bike, so I can do hand weights and cardio. And like I said, I bike my age, so it's a full workout for me. Plus, I continuously throughout the workout do the hand weights, and so I'm keeping my muscles toned. I'm not trying to get big. I'm not entering a weightlifting bodybuilding competition, but I do want my muscles toned. If my muscles are toned, that allows me to play hockey. It achieves another goal for me. So the stationary bike, and add that in there. I'm not a great swimmer, but I do try to get in the water, at least every other day, and I try to do a few laps in the water. Now, it's not part of a real workout for me, but it is something I try to do more of every time I go into the pool. The other workout is I bought a pedal assist bicycle, which is a beach cruiser type of bike with a pedal assist e-bike feature. And now that's an easy, you know, everybody goes, oh, that's cheating. You know, you got the e-bike. Well, it doesn't have a throttle, so I have to pedal it to get any assist. And I really use the assist if I'm going up a hill or against the wind or something where I'm going to need that assist. But I went out yesterday, and this is not even part of my workout. I just went for a casual ride, and I did 18 miles. So, yes, I had pedal assist. However, it was, I was able to pedal 18 miles. That's a lot of motion on my legs and
your joints.
In my joints. And it was at the end of those 2 hours or whatever it took me to do that, that's a good workout.
Yeah.
I was exhausted from that workout, and it was a casual. I didn't hurt myself. I didn't go up a mountain or anything. But pedaling for constantly for over 2 hours is really, really unbelievable. And so those are some of the things I do. I know my wife does some of those same things except for the hockey. But she also bought a step you know, like a step class step. Mm-hmm. And she ordered it. It came. And now she's been doing step classes on her iPad in the bedroom, you know, just doing her step class. And so you could do it anywhere and you can get creative. And our latest adventure, Nicole, I didn't tell you this yet, but we ordered over the weekend pickleball paddles. And we are going to take up a new sport. We've never played it, and we've never played it together, but we decided we're going to start. And you know, the best way to start is to buy a couple paddles and a couple wiffle balls, and we're ready to hit that new sport. So the object is stay active every day of the week. You brush your teeth, Nicole, every day to prevent tooth decay and gingivitis. And here we don't do anything for our physical body. We need to brush our body, so to speak, every single day.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the important thing is to fit it into your lifestyle and mend it into your lifestyle. So I don't do hockey, but I'll always start all my workouts with like a yoga, either some stretches that I've gotten down, or I use the Amazon Prime feature. I just type in yoga videos and an abundance of different videos come in. I also had a stationary bike, so I'll use that. I just got into with my husband mountain biking. I've had the bike and I used to mountain bike, but now I'm kind of getting back into it. And then I'll also do some HIIT workouts. My husband's a little bit of a workout fanatic, so he'll create a HIIT workout for me and we'll do it together. And then when COVID...
What's a HIIT workout?
So it's a high intensity interval training. So it's a lot of different, like we have different stations that we do and then we'll rotate. So it'll be like do 10 burpees at one station and then do different.
What's
like,
a burpee?
I can't demo it, but I'm sure everybody can look it up online. So we'll do that. And then when COVID wasn't a thing, we would coach soccer together and we would kind of make ourselves part of the drills and run with the kids. And for all the moms out there that do have kids that play sports, one of the cool things you could do is when I was working and I wasn't able to coach, but I nannied some kids. I would go to the soccer field and while I was waiting for, you know, them to finish up with practice, I would actually just walk around the soccer field, get my 20 minutes, 30 minutes, even an hour or more if I stayed at the field. So rather than running home, I could just stay at the field, walk a couple times, you know, and get my minutes in there. And then we've done a lot of hiking and beach walks. But we really just kind of adapt it to what we're able to do and what's convenient to us. Since we haven't had the ability to really go into a gym or go into a class, it's helped us be really creative with our exercising. And also, we've worked together a lot to motivate each other to exercise. So if you are trying to get in a habit of exercising, find yourself a buddy that can definitely help make you stay on track and to check in with them and, you know, kind of maybe do even an exercise challenge. Those are things that have really worked in our relationship and helping us both stay motivated. Yeah. So
even if you're alone, you know, Nicole made a good point, get a buddy, but you could get like Fitbit has like friends that also yeah. have Fitbits that will, you know, you could find friends on these different apps that yeah. you have for working out. And then you're being held accountable by somebody in New York or
right.
or Florida. It doesn't matter where they're actually, you know, your friend on this app and they work out and you work out and you talk about it. And so even if you're alone and even if you're elderly, you can have these workout buddies, so yeah. to speak. And they could really keep you accountable to doing that.
Well, and the last thing I'll share before we go into, you know, when to supplement is one of the things that I do. A lot of my girlfriends have moved out of town. And so I'll use our phone time, you know, because we like to chit chat and catch up. We'll be on the phone for 45 minutes to an hour. So instead of just, you know, sitting, talking to them, I'll actually put my AirPods in or my headphones and I'll go on a walk around the neighborhood or I'll walk back and forth in the backyard. I'm a pacer when it comes to talking on the phone. So, I mean, I just got an hour in of walking while talking to my girlfriend, not even knowing that I was working out. So I love that. And that's how I stay in contact.
You could even do your Zoom calls while working out. And it's amazing because you have a phone. You could do it that way. But the key is, yes, keep moving. Like, I can't tell you how many soccer parents, when I used to coach, just sit there.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't move. And what a great idea, Nicole, to just, when you go to practices, when you're going, when you have 10 minutes even, walk around that soccer field a couple times in those 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Or run them.
Yeah.
Or do whatever. I mean, it is, there's no excuse really of why not to work out.
Yeah. So it's, again, it's just, it's getting creative and getting out of that square that working out has to be this hardcore workout. Again, those 20 minutes of just walking, what an impact it can make on your day-to-day life.
Yeah, try it. You'll like it.
So let's go into now how to get your get some benefit of supplementing while exercising to really give you an awesome workout. So one of the first supplements that we're going to recommend that you take before you work out would be our aminos. So it's called Ultra Amino Energy. And this is a natural aid to boost energy levels and also support brain health. But one of the coolest features that I think of this supplement is that it is sustained energy throughout the day. You don't have to plan this. You know, a lot of people take pre-workout supplements where they have to take this powder, you know, a certain amount of time before they work out. I could take this, you know, Ultra Amino Energy at 8 o'clock in the morning and have my workout at 1 or 2, and I'm going to have energy to do that workout and get through the end of my workday. So Dr. C, let's talk a little bit about the Ultra Amino Energy and why. What key ingredients? Let's first start with this. What key ingredients do we have in this supplement that really give it a workout benefit to take ahead of before your workout?
Well, right before I answer that question on the ingredients, I do want to say that when we were designing the supplements originally, all my supplements were kind of designed either pre, post, or concerning a workout.
Okay.
And that's what I had originally intended in my mind when we were coming up with the supplement line. How does it affect our inflammation or our workouts or our energy or all the things that go around working out and what workouts cause in the body as well? How does it deal with that? So just with that in mind, let's talk, we'll start with the aminos.
Okay.
So the amino ingredients, not only do we have our B vitamins, and B vitamins are very critical to for energy and
yes.
and dealing with, you know, your energy levels. It doesn't even matter what your hormones are doing, that the B vitamins assist in balancing everything out energy-wise.
They're like a precursor to a lot of enzymatic reactions, meaning if you don't have those, they can cause a lot of imbalance in your body. So B vitamins, essential for energy.
And also B vitamins will cause a vasodilation of your blood vessels. And when that happens, Nicole, the blood rushes through the blood vessels and is critical for working out.
Absolutely.
You need to expand the blood flow when you're working out it, because working out also increases blood flow through the body, oxygenation of your cells. Mm-hmm. When the blood is moving like that, it is oxygenating your cell, which is really healthy. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted you to get as much oxygen when you're working out as humanly possible.
Yeah.
It's counterproductive to not get as much oxygen. When I was a student athlete years ago, the coaches used to really make a big deal about proper breathing during real hardcore intense what did you call it, Nicole?
aerobic exercise. High intensity interval training.
Right. HIIT, whatever it is, you know, the breathing is very important because of the oxygenation. So they taught you when I was very young, playing hockey, that you have to breathe in through your nose and take deep breaths through your nose, and you exhale through your mouth. You exhale the carbon monoxide out of the CO2 out of your mouth. And it's in not lightly. You're supposed to do that very intensely, where you take a real intense breath in and then blow it.
This might remind me of yoga practice.
That's what yoga does. A lot of practices do this. A lot of sports do this. So it's critical to get oxygen in and blow CO2 out. Okay. So with that being said, we move into other ingredients in the amino product.
Which is part of the name. We have a lot of amino acids in there.
Right. And amino acids are important. They're the amino acids break the proteins down into a smaller chain amino acid or even a peptide, which is critical for so many events that happen in the body and enzymatic reactions that need this. Now, we do put in L-arginine, which is the number one amino acid in my book. They're all important, but L-arginine causes... As soon as it enters the body, it causes nitric oxide production. And nitric oxide is so critical for your cardiovascular system, the blood pressure, the cholesterol levels, the triglyceride levels, as well as vasodilation, which helps in all aspects of your life. Sexual function, everything is through the nitric oxide production. If you look at the UFC fighters, they have a commercial when you watch an event, and they sell a sports drink called NOS, N-O-S, which it stands for nitric oxide synthase. But, you know, the product does have some aminos in it, which is very good, but it also has sugars, and that's where the sugars, to me, are the downfall.
And I think not just with that product, a lot of other products, pre-workout products that are the powders that people have to mix them into their drinks. Well, they want people to like the flavor. So really look at are you putting in extra dyes and food coloring,
dyes that are cancer causing. You got sugars, you got artificial colorings and flavorings. You have unpronounceable ingredients.
Yeah.
All my products have no unpronounceable ingredients in them.
And everything in there is very cut and dry of what is in the product. So this is a good replacement if you're looking to replace for a natural organic source of energy. Instead of coffee or instead of a pre-workout, you could definitely take this supplement. And not just for working out, just day to day too. This is a great supplement to, you know, add into your routine to get that sustained energy throughout the day. Because I'll be honest, if I drink coffee, I like to put a little bit of creamer in there too.
And sugars.
And so when we get that sweetness, it comes from a lot of sugars, a lot of processed type food. So
and that's what makes coffee not good. I mean, if people drank
black organic bean with alkaline
water coffee, it's not that bad. But the minute you add the dairy, the sugars, the sweeteners, the artificial ingredients, that's where it becomes a calorie, a bunch of calories and bad for your health and digestion. But let's go back to...
I'm going to add one thing to the coffee too, and even that NOS drink that you're talking about. A lot of people may get a racy heart with it or the shakes. This product doesn't cause any of that increase in heart rate or getting shaky from that really, really quick, because it is liquid. It's absorbed in your bloodstream a lot quicker, and that's why you get this really high and then a big crash. So another reason.
That's with coffee, you're saying.
Yeah. So, but with the aminos, it's a very sustained energy. It's not this up and down.
It's in capsule form. And it does have things for energy like green tea leaf extract,
yes,
organic American ginseng, organic maca root. Those are the type of things that it does have a little tiny bit of caffeine, Nicole, from natural organic coffee bean.
Right.
So,
right.
But mainly this supplement helps with physical performance and muscle recovery after you work out. So it's good for the workout, and it's also good for after the workout. So let's move on to our next one. Oh, but by the way, you take 1 to 4 of these capsules in the morning hours only. You don't want tons of energy late in the day, or you won't be able to sleep. But you take it in the morning. It'll give you an even-keeled energy all day long without a high or without a low. And I, 1 to 4. So if you're a beginner taking this product, start out small. Go 1 capsule in the morning and see how you feel. And then you could increase as needed up to 4 capsules a day.
So this next product that we want to talk about, we have it listed as a before workout. But honestly, I think Dr. C will agree with me on this, is that these minerals need to be taken consistently before your workout. But we're going to recommend that you take them at every single night. It's our chelated minerals. It's a natural aid for muscle cramping and bone loss. And let me tell you, these for both Dr. C and I are a non-negotiable. We always make sure that we have taken our chelated minerals because we are afraid to cramp.
The key word here, Nicole, is afraid. I am afraid to miss taking my minerals. I used to cramp up all the time the morning after, the early morning or middle of the night after an intense workout, which I call ice hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally every single time I played, I'd get dehydrated. I'd get mineral deficient from that activity. And by the middle of the night, I'd be rolling over in bed, stretching and rolling. And then my legs, my calves, my quads, my fingers, my toes, my feet, something would cramp in the middle of the night. And that cramp was painful.
It's awful. It makes you get on the floor and like roll around and cry. It is such a painful cramp. So I want to highlight one of the ingredients in here. And this supplement is formulated with, it's called ferrous gluconate, which is iron. And this is an aid that helps with hemoglobin formation, and it's an oxygen carrier. And this helps with muscle function and brain function as well. We know it also has magnesium in it, which is why it helps with muscle aches and spasms. So, like Dr. C said, it is so good to help cramping, I remember when my husband was playing in a soccer league with a bunch of men, and it almost was like the World Cup, but it wasn't. I can't tell you how many times I was on the field and they stopped the game because one of the guys just was on the floor just dying and rolling because their foot or their calf was just cramping up. And fortunately, he had me, so that never happened to him because he was a cramper. And now I have him on this chelated minerals, and he's the same way as me. It's a non-negotiable.
The key here is chelated minerals. I've been taking chelated minerals for over 15 years.
Yeah, can you explain why it's different than any other type of mineral supplement?
Yeah, and I'll just tell you, I haven't cramped in 15 years. And that's why I said I'm afraid to not take it, because it works so amazingly well to prevent cramping. And, we use chelated. Chelated means carrier molecule, and it carries the mineral into the cellular level. It's a process. And the system and the formula and the minerals, the raw minerals that we use are certified by TRACS, which TRACS is TRACS, and TRACS is the real amino acid chelate system. It's the trademark system of highly bioavailable and absorbative form of the mineral. And you know, it's
it basically means that when you take it, it's in a form that your body's going to actually be able to use it and absorb it. And that's why we get this result of not cramping, not having restless leg syndrome, you know, preventing cramping.
Right. And, you know, the importance of minerals is because we have mineral deficiency in our country.
Oh, yeah, in our soils.
With the use of all the pesticides, it's destroyed the mineral content of the soil. So there used to be a slogan in America called "An apple a day keeps the mm-hmm. doctor away." Everyone in America knew that slogan because it was because of the mineral content that could be found in a apple, which would be enough for what a human being would need for his daily mineral intake. Well, now the slogan, they say that you would need at least minimum of 40 apples a day to get the mineral content of one apple 40 years ago. So the new slogan, I guess, is 40 apples a day keeps the doctor away. And that's not really feasible. That's why we need to take chelated minerals. Now, chelated, once again, is top shelf. So versus any other form of minerals, whether it's colloidal liquid minerals or whether it's elemental minerals, there's many forms of minerals. And when you go to the store to look at minerals, number one, most of the minerals are not chelated. And if they are, they're not certified that they're chelated with the Trax logo. So you always want to look for that on there. And let's see what else. So the ingredients, each ingredient has the Trax certification. And just a side note, in order to get this product to be kosher, the kosher certifiers demanded that we use Trax certified ingredients. And so they wouldn't have given us the kosher symbol if it didn't have that. So we had to reformulate to get the kosher symbol, make sure each ingredient had it.
So it also made our product even better because now there's even more ingredients in there that have the Trax trademark in there as well.
Right.
So overall, this chelated minerals is a non-negotiable product. Absolutely, we recommend taking 3 capsules in the evening.
Right. And it has high levels of calcium biglycinate chelate, high levels of magnesium biglycinate chelate, high levels of potassium citrate bicarbonate, and high levels of vitamin D3, as well as the proprietary blend of other things like raspberry leaf extract and wild yam and cramp bark and ginger root and magnesium, potassium, manganese, copper, iron, all those other trace minerals and zinc as well as all your regular vitamins A, C, E, and B complex. It can also be found in that product. The bottom line here, Nicole, mm-hmm. is anybody that's a cramper out there or that's ever suffered a cramp, this is the easiest fix for muscle cramping. But you have to hydrate. I want to add that.
Yes.
You have to drink half your body weight in ounces of water per day. And that's the guarantee of no cramping. With those two, you can take this with or without food. And it also helps you relax and sleep at night, Nicole, because of the magnesium in it.
Yeah. And it's, for me, it's that muscle cramping and also restless leg syndrome that just do wonders. So these next supplements we're going to be talking about are for post-workout or after you work out. And one of the first ones and our number one sellers is turmeric. So if you've ever been really sore after you exercise, that's because you have inflammation. When you're breaking down muscle and building new ones, you may have that post-workout soreness and also feel a little bit of pain. So one of the things we use this for is we recommend taking turmeric.
Turmeric is this is my very first supplement that we came up with, and I wanted something for inflammation. That's how I started researching. And the one ingredient that was popping up in the medical literature and scientific literature was turmeric. It just kept popping up. And, You know, it is such a great post-workout product because the all the ingredients, Nicole, in this product, and I'm just going to tell you what the ingredients are, and then I'm going to tell you what they all have in common with each other synergistically, because synergy is the big thing about a supplement. How does the other ingredients work with the other ingredients in the product? You just don't want to throw ingredients into a product. You want to make sure that synergistically they work together. So the ingredient list goes as follows. Organic turmeric powder, 95% standardized curcuminoids, black pepper, and organic ginger, saffron, and bromelain. Now, all of those have something in common. They all do three things, Nicole. They're all for exercise-induced muscle soreness and recovery from exercise-induced muscle injury. Mm-hmm. They're all anti-inflammatory, which was the key reason I made that product. And lastly, which I'm really not allowed to claim for the product, but I want to tell you, in the medical literature, all of the ingredients listed in the literature, and we have the articles to support that, is that they all say that each ingredient has anti-tumor properties or anti-cancer properties. Now, I'm not claiming it is an anti-cancer product by any mean at all, but that's what the literature talks about. But I'm going to just stick with the two: exercise-induced muscle recovery and anti-inflammatory. Those are the two that I want to hold my hat on this product. This product works. It's my number one selling product. And everybody from U.S. Olympic athletes to professional athletes to
the everyday patient,
the everyday workout COVID athlete. I mean, it's everybody, and they're all getting great results. It's also, it does many of the similar things without any side effects as the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs do, as far as inflammation and pain goes. But it's a wonderful product. I love it. It's been the number one seller that we have, I really, really think that this was the home run that we started with originally.
Absolutely. Definitely a number one seller, and for good reason. The next product post-workout would be our type 1 collagen protein. Now, this is what Dr. C calls a natural aid to tighten up the ship or tighten up the body. But go ahead, Dr. C, why type 1 collagen and why type 1 hydrolyzed collagen bovine, which is our first ingredient in this product?
Well, we all know about collagen today. It's pretty evident that 70% of our body's protein is from collagen protein. But what people do not know about collagen protein is that there are three types of it. Mm-hmm. There's actually more than three, but there's three main types of it. And I want to tell you what they are and which type we use in our product. So there's type 1 collagen. Type 1 collagen is the most expensive type of collagen. It comes from a grass-fed organic cow, and it comes from the hide of the cow, the thick skin or hide of the cow. That's the type we use, by the way. Then there's other types that are very popular and very inexpensive. And it's not something I would be wanting to put into my body. So type 2 comes from the hooves of a GMO-fed cow, the hooves of the cow. And it's a strong collagen, but they're standing in their whole lives in small areas. They're fed GMO-only foods. And I don't really think it's the best form for the body to process. And then you have type 3 collagen, which is the least expensive. It comes from something called chicken paws or chicken feet, if for those of you who, know about chicken feet. And it comes from GMO caged chicken feet. And these chickens really stand in their own feces and urine their whole lives. They're fed GMO food. They don't move around the cage. And they use those chicken paws to make the collagen. And most women's face creams are made from type 3 chicken feet collagen. So if I haven't grossed you out enough, Nicole, you know, I can go on if you'd like me to.
So I think we got why ours is type 1. Now, can you tell us why we recommend taking it after we work out?
Yeah, because it rebuilds the tissue. Collagen protein rebuilds your injured tissue. It rebuilds your muscles. It's good for your muscle mass as well. It tightens up the muscle, and it's awesome for muscle recovery. So, you know, not only the muscles, Nicole, because that's what we can see visually.
Right.
But what scares me, Nicole, about the human body is all of the organs that we can't see.
Absolutely.
And we need to rebuild the tissues of our lungs, our heart, our stomach, our kidneys that are just hanging there by a thread as we age, and that we lose the collagen in those organs as well. So we need to strengthen and tighten up the tissues and bones, bone health as well. Collagen protein is good for our bone health. And I want you to talk a little bit about what people do to make their skin look better and why it may not be as healthy as taking a collagen protein supplement.
So a lot of people typically, when they want to get rid of the wrinkles, especially around their face, they'll go and get like a Botox. And Botox is actually, I think it's botulism.
It's the botulism bacterium.
Right.
That so they inject into your face.
So that can only, you know, I mean, I don't think I would want that in my body. So the alternative and more of a...
Also, it could cause cancer.
Yeah, absolutely. Cancer among a whole bunch of other things in there, depending on how your body reacts to it. Whereas this, and what it does is it actually temporarily paralyzes those muscles, I believe. So instead of going through all of that, where there's always room for error and your body can just not react properly to it, a natural and more of a holistic approach is taking a type 1 collagen. And what we like to say is you're really healing from the inside out. When you put a lotion on topically too, a lot of these very expensive face products, it's getting absorbed in your skin, but that's only going to go so far. So by orally taking this hydrolyzed protein, which means it's gone through an enzymatic hydrolysis, which breaks down the protein in the smallest form of an amino acid peptide, so your body can absorb it at the cellular level. So you take it orally to heal from the inside out. That's why this helps not only, you know, your looks in a sense of your skin, your hair, your nails, but it's also going to help improve joint health, improve elasticity. It's going to reduce cellulite, make your hair thicker. And also,
let's not talk about hair here today.
it's important for growth and maintenance of our tendons and muscles. So you're getting a high quality top shelf product. And not only are you benefiting, you know, for working out, but you're getting a whole other, you know, really important benefits by when we talk about, you know, our internal organs, our wound healing, you know, just so many other things. So
yeah, as we age, Nicole, our collagen production
decreases.
Yeah, it starts going down. So after age 25, I would say would be your peak year of collagen. After that, it's downhill.
Yeah.
And we start really accelerating that aging process just due to the simple fact that we're not producing enough collagen protein. And so everything is starting to droop or sag.
Right.
That's called ptosis. Some people refer to that as some condition in the eyelid, but ptosis is anything in the body that droops. And just because we can see our skin and our body, you know, when we look in the mirror,
it makes you wonder what's going on. on the inside.
That's the scary part to me, is we need to tighten up the ship, I call it. And you want to take a product that has no dairy, has no whey protein, which is dairy, and then fish proteins that are not as strong for humans as type 1 collagen would be from bovine sourced. And I'm really want to apologize to the vegans out there, because this is the only product I have that's not that has an animal product in it. We use bovine because we haven't found anything that works as good as that. Now, we are considering making a vegan formula of this collagen for the vegans, but we haven't done it yet. And I apologize to the vegans out there for that. But as far as the strength of this product working, it's unbelievable.
Absolutely. So, and again, it's just an overall phenomenal product. So this we would recommend to take 6 capsules per day. You could absolutely split that up throughout your day. And you can take it with or without food.
Yeah. And you know, it also has glucosamine in it, Nicole, for lubricating your joints, helping with joint pain from running and working out. That's why it's so, you know, people ask me all the time, is it important to take it before or after the workout? Well, a lot of people space it out. You have to take a minimum of 6 of these per day. It's a lot of capsules to take. So I recommend that if you're having trouble taking capsules, you do 2, 2, and 2, 2 in the morning, 2 at lunch, and 2 in the evening. Now, and it won't bother you to take it any time of day. It's effective. But you know, it really is something like when you see people that take powder form collagen, they're taking a lot of scoops because they're trying to build mass. They're trying to get big. This is not for those people. This is for people that just want to tighten up their muscles so they have effective workouts, tighten up their body, but not necessarily get big. You can't get big from 6 capsules a day, but you can tighten up your muscles and make them tone.
Absolutely. So the last product that would be considered a post-workout is our greens product. And this greens product is phenomenal. We have a blend of basically a bunch of different superfoods that are all known to be alkaline. They're an antioxidant. They also reduce inflammation. They detox our body. And then they also increase energy and aid in weight loss. They help our metabolism as well. So this would be something that we would definitely recommend to add in, you know, at the end of your workout and take it on a daily basis, because you're really making your body more alkaline and encouraging that alkaline environment, which is going to overall help our overall wellness in our body. So it's an excellent, excellent supplement to add in post-workout.
You know, Nicole, I just a minute ago apologized to the vegans because I used a bovine collagen. Well, now I want to say you're welcome to the vegans for the greens product. I mean, this product, every single ingredient is organic, and I just want to list the ingredients in here and just take a bow to the vegans out there who are listening. So I've got organic whole wheat grass.
So they're all organic.
Yep.
So he's not going to say organic, but
right.
They're all organic.
I got whole wheat grass, barley grass, oat grass, spinach, alfalfa, spirulina, chlorella, nopal, maca root, rosehip, chia, fenugreek, gotacola, hemp, mesquite, sacha inchi seed, flax seed, kale, green tea matcha, eleuthero root, reishi, holy basil, ashwagandha, astragalus, licorice, ginger, kelp, orange peel, dulse, beetroot, lemon peel, and dandelion root, all organic in a vegan capsule. You are welcome.
And I also want to say, if you guys follow us on Instagram at Organics Absolutely Pure, I will do weekly posts on different ingredients of all our products. And this past week, I highlighted our greens products. And oh my gosh, the repeating theme of just how strong and how great every ingredient is and the amount of benefits it has on our body is just incredible.
You know, we need to eat more alkaline superfoods, Nicole. And what is alkaline? Which just means your body's pH is neutral at 7.3 to 7.45, according to Guyton's Physiology medical textbook. So we want to tip the neutral into the alkaline range. Because cancer and diseases love acid environments. So we don't want to tip our body into an acidic environment. That's why we want to eat green alkaline superfood and drink alkaline water. And all of that will tip the scales and make put us into an alkaline state. Just a little bit is all we need. And that's going to make it difficult for diseases and cancer to thrive in, number one. Plus, it is good to eat your greens. You were told that your whole life. But the problem is we don't. And even when we go to the grocery store, our organic green options are severely limited. And with COVID, Nicole, I'm having difficulty finding organic green foods like I used to even. It's less and less. And with companies like Amazon taking over Whole Foods, it's less and less organic options that they use than they used to have.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I really think you need to supplement with a green powdered superfood in a capsule. It will reduce inflammation as well. It detoxifies. It also helps you with digestion and moving stuff out of your body. And it's an antioxidant. I mean, the list goes on and on.
It really makes your body, I feel like it gives your body the nutrients and makes it the best you can be so that when you go do workout, you have energy, you feel well, you feel rejuvenated, you feel all these great things. Your immune system is strong.
They've done studies, Nicole, on Olympic and professional athletes that have gone vegan.
I've seen those.
And those articles are showing that there's no loss of performance and endurance in these athletes from not eating red meat. Now, red meat's the number one cause of colon cancer in the United States. And, you know, we need to start somewhere. Start supplementing. Start getting these ingredients into your body. And realize that you don't need to eat steak, hot dogs, and hamburgers every day of your life. It's not healthy for you, especially not in the long run.
Absolutely. So these would be recommended. We actually do recommend these for, you know, working out. But we would recommend them to be taken in the morning because they do have a little bit of ingredients that could give you some energy. So we would recommend taking them before noon because of that. So just to recap for on our supplements that when we recommend you take them, our aminos definitely first thing in the morning before your exercise. Minerals we would recommend to take at night. You know, take 3 capsules at night. We have our turmeric. Take right after your workout, or you could save that for at night. We've found that people have really good results when they do take the turmeric right before bed. Collagen can be spaced out all throughout the day. And finally, our greens product, we would recommend taking them earlier in the day, depending on when your workout is, more towards the morning, just because there is a little bit of energy promotion in our ingredients. The last thing that we want to go over today is how to make working out and supplementing a habit. First thing I want to recommend is start small. You want SMART goals, which are smart, measurable, achievable goals and realistic goals that you can set in a specific amount of time, a window. So don't make the goal to go to the gym 5 days a week 2 hours at a time, to work out at home for 2 hours at a time. Start simple, whether it's walking for 20 minutes once or twice a week, or even 3 times a week. Make it realistic to set your goal to your life. And the next thing is like Dr. Simmerit had mentioned with the toothbrush analogy, brushing our teeth. Well, brushing your teeth is something you do every day. So if it helps you, put your supplements right by your toothbrush. Put your workout clothes right by your toothbrush. Set your workout clothes the night before with your supplements right next to it. You get up every day. You go brush your teeth every morning. Put it next to something that you already do every single day. I put mine in my kitchen next to where I get ready, my breakfast ready in the morning. Or what I'll do is I'll prepare them at night, put them in my to-go container, throw them in my lunch. So right when I get to work, I take them. Find something that works for you that you do every single day. And another thing you could do is think about a time in your past when you were successful. When was the last time you were supplementing consistently? When you were exercising consistently? What did you do to be successful? What tools did you use? Did you have an accountability friend? Did you have a set routine? Did you schedule it? How and why were you successful? And last thing, add in a little meditation for the day. Visualize yourself being successful. Visualize yourself supplementing. Visualize yourself doing the most amazing workout and feeling incredible after. Visualize and feel those things of, you know, remembering how great it feels to work out, how great you feel when you are being consistent in both your wellness routine of supplementing, eating well, working out daily. Remember those feelings. I know I said the last one, but this is the last one, is applaud yourself for the things that you did. Don't look at all the things you didn't do. Look at all the things that you did accomplish. Maybe today you woke up and you went for a 20-minute walk, but you didn't do your weights you intended. Look at what you accomplished. You did go for that walk. You were successful with that.
You know, that's why, Nicole, I like doing it in the mornings, getting things done, because I feel like I've completed something.
Yeah.
If I do anything extra during the day or in the evening, that's bonus time.
Yes.
It's not the pressure of, I didn't work out, I got to do something before bed now.
Right.
I try to get up and do something. And you know what else? Another tip I'd like to add, while I was just thinking about this, any device that you have, whether it's a phone, an iPhone or an iPad or a TV even, any screen that you are looking at, you can be working out while looking at that screen.
Mm-hmm.
Put your exercise bike in front of the TV and watch a game or watch a reality show, whatever you do, but pedal while you're watching. Watch how happy you'll be at the end of that show instead of couch potato. You can't sit on the couch and get results. So start watching your devices. Like Nicole said, get on the phone. You have to make an important phone call. Get on the phone. But before you get on the phone, go for the walk and then get on the phone during the walk. You know, put your little screen or your phone or your iPad on top of the exercise bike so that you're doing something productive and you're pedaling, working out.
Two things I want to share. Number one, I've had clients in the past that have said, okay, every time they were addicted to some show on Netflix, they said, every time I'm going to watch this show, I'm going to be on a stationary bike. I'm going to be doing some form of exercise. Number one, it stopped the habit of binging on the show. And number two, they linked that habit together to something they already did, so you remember to do it. So linking those two together. The second thing I'm going to share is for those of us that are at home and we're having to be sitting at the desk, whereas we used to be out teaching and doing things, they have little pedal stations for under your desk that you can sit and pedal. I know my dad did that because he used to be very active walking around. And now pedaling while doing calls and work has helped him kind of regain those steps back. So these are all some ways that you can make it a habit. So I hope that you guys put this and apply it to your life and create a good workout and supplementation routine. Now, what we've been so excited to share with you guys, some updates from our Organics Absolutely Pure supplements. Dr. C, share our news that we have with everybody.
Well, we want to thank Truly Kosher, which is our certifying kosher agency, located, I think, in Los Angeles and New York. And they're wonderful. And we're very happy to have the Truly Kosher labels on our products. We also are coming out in the next 2 weeks with our newest product, and I think going to be by far our biggest product. It's called Immune Killer T Cell. And this product, oh my gosh, Nicole, this product has so many things to help boost our immune system and our immune function, as well as T cell activity or T cell production in the body, where the T cells can do their things. Now, T cells are the sniper cells, Nicole. If any virus or bacteria gets through the army of the first phase of your immune system, they have to now get through the sniper cells, which are the killer T cells. And we have so many things in this product that do that.
Don't worry, we're going to be doing a whole episode on immune killer T.
Right, but stay tuned for that, because that's going to be something you will be afraid to miss taking, I think, like the minerals, Nicole.
Yeah, and just be aware, you know, I know that COVID's hopefully coming down a little bit, but flu season is also right around the corner. So there's always bugs and viruses that are always going to be around. But what we have control of is how we get our body ready and how we support our body by things like exercise, supplementation, sleeping, and just being overall well.
Thanks, everybody. We're glad we could do this, and we hope to see you soon with another great episode.
If you have any questions, you know where to reach us. Thanks.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We really appreciate you. We have a book solid podcast schedule. We have great upcoming episodes. If you have any specific topics you would like to hear, please let us know. We'll be happy to get them into a future show. And take our supplements, stay healthy, be positive, and we love you all.